Welcome to San Diego Magazine's Happy Half Hour. This is our fun food and drink focused podcast, and we are thrilled this week to be sponsored by the San Diego Symphony.
San Diego Symphony. This summer, the Bayside Summer Nights concert series is featuring menus curated by Chef Richard Blaze and a whole new outdoor dining experience called Finest City Eats, local food and brews by the bay. Get tickets today at sandiegosymphony.org.
You know, I went a few weeks ago and it was so fun. The Blaze Box, we did an unboxing video with Richard, like YouTube style, you know, where he literally like takes apart the box and opens it. Like an unboxing video would do.
An unboxing video. You didn't realize a woman made $4 million by unboxing toys on YouTube?
Yeah, it's a real like.
Oh, I thought that was a kid. I know. I told my kids I can't watch that.
No. It's freaky. Yeah, yeah.
There's a whole like science behind it on what it does to people. It helps that urge to buy.
10 seconds in, I've already derailed our podcast. By the way, David, I really like your radio voice. Again, I can hear your veneers. You know what I mean? It's like that. Hi, everybody. I'm David. I got a nice voice. It's fantastic.
Thank you.
That's David Martin. He produces this podcast. You should call him if you want to sponsor it. He is the one that set us all up with this great on-site sponsorship we have today. It's not even really
a sponsorship.
It's like an extravaganza collaboration on steroids.
A romance.
What our publisher would say is it's a multi-platform collaboration is really what this is. you guys are going to hear more about it. If we sound a little bit different, it's because we are podcasting live today from Epic Brewing's tasting room right out on the water here. I'm looking at it, all the fishing
boats. I love this
boats.
Place. It's like a wooden teepee right on the boats. It's got the brick. It's got the big roll-up doors, sun, patio,
Yeah, you're
water.
Drinking beer on the water, which surprisingly there's not a ton of places to do in San Diego, which is interesting.
I know.
So this was a welcome addition here to the Shelter Island area. So it's all going to come together. I promise it's going to make sense a little bit later in our show. We're going to be talking to someone from Epic Brewing. But we've been doing a year-long collaboration with a couple local brewers in town to celebrate the best of San Diego issues. So you're going to hear a little bit more about that later. I'm Erin Chambers-Smith with San Diego Magazine. We've got Troy Johnson, who is our longtime wonderful co-host of this podcast, also the food critic at the magazine and just all around a great writer who contributes great content. We have Lauren Winget here, who runs our social
and Erin Meanley, the editor of the magazine.
We got Erin Meanley. We have a very, very special guest.
Marie Tutko, our producer and food editor.
Oh, is Marie here too? Look, everyone's here. The gang's
She's incognito.
And in case but you haven't listened to our show before, we're going to start you off with hot plates, that sort of newsy stuff going on in the restaurant scene. We are going to talk a little bit about what you should be drinking and eating at Petco Park this summer in honor of the Padres' 50th season. Like I said before, we're going to talk more with Erin Meanley Glennie and Clayton LeBlanc from Epic Brewing about this great collaboration and partnership we have going on. A couple new beers are being released today. Right? Three
are being released today. In fact, I have one of them right next to me.
And then we are going to get into ice cream and Instagram influencers. There is a thing now, and someone is trying to undo a thing. Well, we'll get into that if we have time.
greatest tease ever.
You know, this beer collaboration is much more exciting
than
the hot topic.
For one of the most descriptive
we'll
good writer people I know, that was.
Well, I'm trying to play it down. We might not get to it. There's a lot in this show. And we always end our show with two people, $50, our own personal recommendations of what we've been eating and drinking. So we are just about to get started. I'm going to read our phone number at the top of the show just in case you're listening to this and you want to call in and make a comment about something or give us your own opinion. Our number is 619-744-0535. You can also email us happyhalfhour, all spelled out, at sdmag.com, and leave us a message that way. Lauren Winget, take it away. Tell us what is new. Something called My Yard Live.
Yes, My Yard Live has opened in San Marcos. It's a huge indoor and outdoor space that offers fun for all ages, like kids. There are elements of everything from a community center to a park to an upscale brewery, and it was created to be activity-filled, welcoming space for the whole family. There's also a full restaurant with vegan and vegetarian options, libations, a brewery, as we mentioned before, live entertainment, games, and bocce ball, shuffleboard, and more. It's like an emporium of fun with food. San Marcos is excited about it, I guess.
I need to see photos.
These are popping up everywhere. And I honestly, as somebody who has a 7-year-old who's actually just turned 8, you know, if you try to find a quality public park in a long time, they haven't been updated. They're really not that great and they're not that big. And I think that a lot of like private investors and private restaurateurs are taking advantage of that and saying, you know what? There's not a great place to go play with your kid. We're going to give them this big space, a lot of things to play, and we're going to sell you a craft beer in the meantime. And who would want a craft beer when you're hanging out with your kids? You know, I think that it's a really kind of savvy market play for a lot of people who see a lack of public spaces that inspire.
Well, and wouldn't you also say that a lot of the good food has always been down in central San Diego? So if you lived out in the suburbs or in North County, like, well, I moved out here with my family, so I can't go down and try all the good food is also a part of this. It's like, if you're going to give people a good restaurant in the North County or the suburbs, you kind of have to make it kid-friendly, because that's a big motivating factor why people go live there.
Exactly, yeah. They're going to the bedroom community because they've got a couple kids and they don't want their life to end, so they give them play places like this. And the brewer at this place, my yard, used to be at Lost Abbey, and Lost Abbey, so as everybody knows, has a great reputation in San Diego for making good beers.
Our parents didn't have that. Troy and I grew up in the suburbs. Our parents didn't have cool restaurants.
No,
we had Coco's.
We had Miller Lite, Applebee's, and something like Applebee's. You know, I mean, that was it.
Oh gosh, something new is coming next up from the Fort Oak folks.
Yes, Fort Oak has just started a new chef's counter experience. It's an opportunity for guests to watch Chef Brad Weiss and his team prepare a 5-course tasting menu using their custom-made 7,000-pound grill that we grilled Brad about when he was on the podcast last time.
Did you just say that?
I did.
Oh, my God, I love
it
you.
It came off the top of my head, and wow. I was like, oh, that's funny.
Oh, I'm taking a picture of this moment in my mind right now.
That was good. That was a total riff right there. She's riffing.
I'm off script. The experience is available on Wednesday and Thursday nights every other week for $100 per tasting. You can expect small plates of seasonal veggies, seafood, and meat, as well as a raw oyster bar and a raw bar in general, where you can order raw seafood.
Fancy, fancy. Something else for the wine lovers.
Well, actually, I want to talk about, since everybody out there is forced to listen to us right now as they're enjoying their beer and food. Hi, everybody.
Hi, guys. Thanks for coming.
If you guys have not been to Fort Oak, we cannot say enough about this place. Opened up in Mission Hills, that 7,000-pound grill that they're talking about. Brad Wise is that chef that every time I send one of the best chefs in San Diego to a new place that they need to check out, they come back and they're like, God, that guy's good. Where did he come from? Mm-hmm. He is grilling and cooking over that open flame. Vegetables and everything that they're doing, even smoking pineapples and putting cocktails over there. Fantastic, fantastic place. I would, for $100 for a chef's tasting at the counter right there in front of the grill.
Where you watch him work.
Where you watch him work. Yeah, when he's sweating his butt off.
It's 5 courses, so that's pretty good.
Yeah, it's really good. Really good. I mean, he really was on the cusp of getting a James Beard Award here in San Diego. I know he was in consideration. You know, Michelin kicked the tires on that one.
Really?
You know, did not give it, you know, a star, but they kicked the tires on that one, and five courses for $100 with somebody that good, that's a deal.
I will say, I finally went there for a drink the other day. I would maybe double that if you're going to drink.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
You're going to have wine and stuff and a cocktail, yeah. I'd maybe double it. Okay.
Yeah, but they also have $1 oysters on Mondays from 3 to 5. Pro tip, it's secret. Don't tell anybody. $1 oysters.
There you go.
Yes, attention. Secret safe. Onophiles, the cross-country touring Uncorked Wine Fest is coming to Del Mar this Saturday, July 27th. You can enjoy over 150 wines from across the globe, watch the races, and stay for a concert by country band Midland. It should be a blast. I love wine festivals, so I'm liking that this thing is here. And you can watch the races.
Throws you back to my first time that I ever had a beer. I was 2.5 years old. My dad went to the Del Mar Fair, the county fair. He's watching a band on that stage, and he's just having a good time. You know, he's a single dad just trying to do whatever he can. So he plops down this, you know, like blanket and just lets me sit there, and he's watching the band. He's totally engrossed, and I was a thirsty kid from the get-go. I was 11 pounds, 4 ounces at birth. I needed a lot of sustenance, right? So I, about 20 minutes into the concert, a woman taps on my dad's shoulder and goes, "Do you know what your son just did?" And he turns around, and his 20-ounce beer is gone. Absolutely toasted this 20. I don't know if it was 20 ounces, but I mean, I toasted like basically a full beer. He picked me up, walked out of the concert, and my life has been the same ever since. All right. Thank you so much. Appreciate that. That was the illustrious beginning of my career with beer. Yeah.
And entertaining.
Entertaining. There it is. Yeah.
Okay, we got one more.
Yes, Caruth Cellars Wine Garden, which is located in the Little Italy area, there it's their urban winery outpost, has added a new wood-fired pizza oven.
Ooh, that's fun.
Yes. The man behind the pies, Glenn, is a San Diego transplant from New York and has 25 years of experience in the pizza industry, so it must be good. You can give it a try Tuesdays, Wednesdays, and Thursdays from 5 to 9. Gluten-free and vegan options are available because we're in San Diego. But that garden is so beautiful. You feel like you're in a little secret garden.
Super
the wine
cute.
Plates are fun. I'm glad they have food now, because all they had were meat and cheese plates, so now I can drink more.
And I love how everybody's just getting rid of their gas lines. You know, we spent, I mean, that was considered one of the greatest revolutions of the industrial age, you know, is getting gas into people's homes. Now we're like, you know what? We don't need that. We're just all going back to wood fire. I mean, the old gas kitchen has become kind of an outdated mode at this point because everybody's going wood. Everybody has their own wood man. They've got a wood man like they've got a farmer, you know, they go to for their new menus.
Do you think it's really worth it for the flavor?
It is. There's over 7,000 flavor compounds that you can create with wood as opposed to gas flame. So there's so many, like when you burn live wood, there's so many different flavanols and chemicals that, you know, kind of go into the food and reduce all these like proteins and everything else. So it's just that much more flavorful.
Awesome.
Okay, you guys, that's Hot Plates. Make sure you go to sandiegomagazine.com. You can find more, all the ones that we've talked about here. There's a post up for every one of these podcast episodes. This is our 155th podcast episode. It says that right here on my notes. So there'll be a blog post up there, and it'll link to everything that we're talking about. I know you all already subscribed to San Diego Magazine. Marie Tutko edits a Hot Plates column every month in San Diego Magazine. So you can find more of this information in print. If you don't already subscribe, go to sdmag.com/insiders and learn about how you can subscribe and get all kinds of fun free freebies and insider tips and access to everything that we do. And then Troy also has a blog at sandiegomagazine.com with this kind of stuff and just Troy's stuff in between print issues. So if you like this kind of stuff, we have it for you in spades on all platforms.
Thoughts on food, thoughts about July 4th barbecues and how it's basically like an Airbnb for spiders your grill is and then you just cook them up on July 4th. That was my most recent one.
Yes.
Yeah, I mean, 80% of what you cook on a grill is definitely spiders.
Wait. I missed that one completely.
You missed that one?
I was I was off the grid 5 days. I took 5 days off. But wait, what? There's spiders in your barbecue?
Oh, come on. Who uses them except for July and August, right? And for the rest of the year, what do you think they do? You know, they just become little Airbnbs for like black widows.
God,
you know?
I'm glad I didn't read that. I totally used my barbecue.
Who really cleans them out? You know?
I do.
I guarantee.
And I use mine every 6 out of 7 nights, and then my fiance cleans it at least twice a month.
Oh my. Wow. I know. Seriously, that's one of the most organized and possibly obsessive households I've ever heard.
It's almost militant, but it's really casual and fun and welcoming.
No, it's not. No, I don't believe that whatsoever.
Okay, you guys, that's Hot Plates. We still have our special guest coming up from Epic Brewing, as well as the editor-in-chief of San Diego Magazine is with us. But I want to tell you before we get there that it is the Padres' 50th season here in San Diego. Big anniversary, huge reason to celebrate the Padres all season long. Have you guys all been watching the games?
Fernando Tatis, 2 home runs?
Come on. It's just the freaking best. We are such big fans and thrilled to be partnered with the Padres all season long. We are counting down the 50 best things to eat and drink at Petco Park this season. We are currently in the beer category. We have run down international eats. We've gone through the so local favorites. We're in the beer category now, and we are recommending that you try the Coronado Brewing Co. Orange Avenue Wit next time you're at the ballpark, and try the Mike Hess Brewing North Park Sunset. Two great beers to have next time you're at the game, and of course, you can go to Padres.com to get your tickets. Okay.
The great thing about the Padres this year, I mean, you knew that because of how young they were going to win a bunch of games in a row, and then they were going to lose about 4,000 games in a row. And every time they do, they just lost 5 in a row, and I was like, God, I still want to watch this team. You know, now normally that's when I would go into a deep hibernation, grow out a beard, and give up, you know, all my worldly possessions and ride with the Padres. Mm-hmm. It's not this year. They're still exciting even when they don't win.
Yes, I totally agree. Okay, you guys, we are on to our special guest. We have Clayton LeBlanc here, the co-founder and one of the head brewers at Epic Brewing. He is the you first bartended at Carl Strauss before starting at the bottom and working your way up to production brewer at Ballast Point, which is where you met Stephanie Epic and Todd Warshaw. They told you a story about Stephanie's family, I guess, according to my notes here, who had a brewery in Brooklyn. In the 1800s, the brewery eventually had some troubles during the Prohibition period, and this inspired you guys to open a reinvented Epic Brewing here in San Diego in 2016. Clayton and Nathan Stevens now lead one of San Diego's only dedicated lager brewing programs here. That was a long introduction, but we also have Erin Meanley-Glennie here, who's the editor-in-chief of San Diego Magazine, and you two together, along with lots of other people at our company and in the beer world in San Diego, have kicked off and really seen through an awesome collaboration over the past year. So
you're like the traveling Wilburys.
Yes.
Yeah. Nice. I mean, it's like a superstar collab here.
It is. So let me. I can tell you a little bit about the collaboration, and then I swear I'm going to stop talking and let these guys talk more about it. So yeah, Erin Meanley can talk a little bit about. I always call her Erin Meanley. She got married like 5 years ago, and I still don't get the Glennie. I still keep the Meanley because you're always Meanley to me. But yeah, so San Diego Magazine has collaborated with Epic, Coronado, and Fall Brewing to create special edition beers in honor of our Best of San Diego August issue. So as soon as you guys all get your issues in the mail or you see them on the newsstands at Sprouts, or hopefully you'll see the three cans. We actually collaborated on all levels to brew the beers, design the cans, and then launch them out into stores as well as promote them throughout San Diego Magazine. So there's a 7% IPA with pine and ripe stone fruit flavors from Coronado, a 5.5% hoppy pilsner from Epic. I'm having that right now. It's delicious. And a 4.3% watermelon flavored sour from Fall Brewing. So you guys take it away. I want to hear.
Yeah, what did you guys do?
Yeah.
Well, hello, and thanks for having us on. Thanks for coming down to the waterfront here in Point Loma at Epic Brewing's Waterfront Beer Garden. We're super excited to be a part of this as much as I think everyone was to develop it. It sort of kind of came together one piece at a time with, hey, wouldn't it be fun if we did something that's really popular in brewing and in San Diego especially is collaboration. We all, so many of us at different breweries know each other. And this provided a wonderful opportunity for some of our favorite breweries, Coronado, Fall Brewing, and Epic to kind of come together and feature three different styles that are quite popular in San Diego. We definitely do lagers here at Epic, so we kind of chose to do a San Diego twist with a bit of hoppiness in it, which is quite common with the IPA style, which is the style that Coronado did. They did a really lovely IPA. And then also something that's been kind of taking the brewing world by storm, the consumption world by storm, is anything ranging in the tart or sour department. Here in San Diego, we've been kind of ahead of that for a few years, but there are parts of this country that it's just getting there. So to have those three styles kind of featured for Best of San Diego.
The Jolly Rancher beers.
It's craft, my friend. There will be no Jolly Ranchers anywhere near these beers. I will.
Mainly, were you just sitting around thinking, what should we do? We should brew a beer. How'd it come to life?
Well, a couple of us were talking in the office, and we've had beer on the cover before, and we hadn't shot it for maybe a year or two. And, you know, we're always thinking, how can we do this better? How can we do it differently? You know, we shoot a beer, let's shoot it with a taco. Let's put it in a chalice. Let's shoot it outside.
How big should the head be?
Put it in a koozie. Yeah.
But we've never shot it in a can. And it's a little interesting because it's a product and you don't usually shoot products. You don't show like a bottle of shampoo, you know. Mm-hmm. You squeeze it out and show the blob. But I went to David and I said, we should make a beer and then shoot our own canned beer. And David was like, well, let's start talking to breweries. And a bunch of us ended up in a room together and here we are.
Well, and it really came from sort of what to do with Best Of, right? Another city magazine on the East Coast did... All city magazines do this best of themed issue every year where you sort of pick the best of the best. We don't let you guys vote on it. We do that with restaurants. But the editorial team sort of goes around and asks our experts and our insiders, what are you loving? And we sort of bring you the best of the best of everything in the city once a year. It's a really big, important issue for us. You readers tell us that you love it. We have a huge event. We've had it for 13 years running now. So that's sort of a big franchise for us as a company. Mm-hmm. And so this year, that's where you sit. You said, let's brew a beer.
Yeah.
For Best Of.
Because Best Of, it's a little problematic on the cover because you're covering all these different categories. You're doing food, drink, fitness, fashion. And how do you kind of encompass all of that in one image so that if someone's at Vons and they see it and they go, oh, I know exactly what I'm getting in 3 seconds, they're not. But usually it's better to just pick one giant item and make it look beautiful. And well, last year it was like a sunset. I can't remember, but... They all blend together sometimes. Not this one. I will not forget this one. But anyway, so we hadn't done a beer issue this year. And we love beer. I mean, and it's one of the best things about San Diego is the industry, the people in the industry, the things that people walk away from San Diego. Wow, you know, they tour the beer. We have beer tourism. And just the sort of collaborative spirit and the entrepreneurialism, it's really made us who we are. And, you know, why not do beer? And everyone that I've ever talked to in the industry is so friendly, so not competitive, so down to earth. And I've had nothing but great experiences. And this is the biggest one. I mean, this has been so cool. And everyone's just been so collaborative.
A year, maybe? A year, David, since you guys all dreamt this up?
I think the first internal office meeting, which was basically Meanly and our marketing director coming into me with this cover, was November 2nd. So yeah, it's definitely, like, we basically planned this for about 8 months.
Yeah, so it's the August issue every year, but we have to start thinking about it. If we want to do something cool like this, we have to think about it like months and months and months. And we've missed some opportunities, I'll admit it, not thinking about, well, shoot, that could have been a TV show or something, you know. By not planning way, way, way out, it's like we know the issue's coming. We know there's going to be a party. We know there's going to be social media. So it was kind of like, all right, well, let's get our act together. It's December. Let's talk about next August.
Well, and you actually, what I think is so cool is you guys all actually canned them, and you can go to like Trader Joe's and like buy this beer, and it says Best of San Diego, and then it, you know, says the beer, and it's, you guys found really awesome like magazine quality photography that's on it, and I just think that's so neat. It's an actual beer that's in this freaking store.
What was hard, and here's where Clayton had to come in and say, you know, well, they have to think about like freshness. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm just thinking about the image, and I don't want it out there. I don't want people to know, but you know, we also have to think about, this is food. I mean, we're canning it, we're making it, and it's got a different date on it.
Yeah, freshness.
It's a whole different timeline.
Freshness totally matters. And when you guys came to us, and it was well in advance, it's all about, you know, we're running a brewery to sell the beers that we make. Mm-hmm. And this is an amazing opportunity. We're super jazzed to get recognized as like, hey, San Diego does these collaborations, and now we're gonna feature literally that concept, which has become so big in beer. But I still need to fit it into a tank, and then several weeks later it needs to be fresh, and it needs to get into a can on the day that the
truck.
Canner can put it.
But the laws of physics still exist.
Yeah, we have a printer, and you have you're making cans, and it's like, oh my gosh, and they all had to come and make at the same time. It had to work.
I don't know how far in advance you guys take your photos and stuff before it goes to print, I think is the term.
7 years.
Very good. We should hire you and publish.
You're an editor already.
We had to magically make beer in cans and to take photos in advance to coordinate it all so it all looks natural and seamless and perfect.
Okay, then be honest with me. What's in these cans that are on the front cover? Is that water in there?
Yeah, there's not beer. In the fall can, there's water.
Yeah.
And you can actually feel it. It feels different.
Beer is mostly water.
We have an early copy of the magazine here. No one, it's not out yet. Where our social media people are discreetly not shooting it as they're shooting this episode live. But yeah, there's the three beers are on the cover. And at the time that Meanly had to shoot the cover in magazine land, the beer was not ready. But now the beer is ready, so we had to fake it.
And then
I gave
my dad a taste, and it was water.
You gave your dad a beer, and it was water?
The fall, or the Epic and Coronado had IPAs, right? And then there was water in the fall one.
Oh my God, he's like, what is the one benefit I get of having a daughter who is the editor of a magazine? He's like, the free stuff right here. And you're like, oh, give me that beer that's unreleased.
When you opened that can, was it the saddest noise ever? It didn't have that. No. That's the sound it's supposed to have. It just go, whoa.
It just says, kill me.
And I was like, well, it's still kind of special. I should like water my plants with it or something. Because I had a lot of fall water for some reason. I was like, what kind of water is this? But I don't know.
It's that special Epic water.
Yeah.
You know?
My grandma waters the plants with Evian. And it's like, oh, well, I'm going to have really great plants.
Jesus.
Wait, what?
Jesus, do they?
I can say she's wacky, and I know she's not listening.
Does she bathe in it? You know, I mean, that's amazing. Oh my God. Grandma waters her plants with Avion.
Oh, you don't know the Meanlys. Oh, we should have the Meanlys on.
That's fantastic.
This podcast one day.
Grandma, what do I do about this zit? Put some Chandon on it. All right? You put some Chandon on the zit and it goes away.
It makes the pain go away.
Clayton, why don't you tell us a little bit about sort of the style and the flavor and the stuff that went into the collaboration? I knew you guys all had a meeting about it. What inspired this particular beer that you guys can all get at Epic?
And what bad ideas did San Diego Magazine have?
I know. What did we come at you with?
Come on.
We were just like, can it be?
There was something mentioned about Jolly Ranchers just a little bit ago.
Yeah.
We like to feature something kind of from Epic roots. Epic did have breweries in the Brooklyn area from the mid-1860s all the way through Prohibition, so about 70 years. So we like to make some lagers. Our friends at Fall, even Coronado, make some wonderful lagers as well. I said, okay, let's kind of go down that direction. It's summertime for this beverage because there are a range of lagers. A lot of times when people think of ales, they think of fruity forward beers or hop forward beers or even dark ales like stouts. One of the great styles of lagers that everyone's kind of familiar with is something like a Pilsner or perhaps even a Helles, something lighter you would drink in the summertime. So we said, okay, let's go on the lighter end, lighter body, lighter alcohol, 5% for me, I'm kind of a tall guy, big guy, a 5.5% beer is kind of a beer I can drink all day or all afternoon on a sunny pool day or oceanfront day here at the beer garden.
Mm-hmm. We're at the Best of San Diego party, August 16th.
Which is the best party. If you have never gone to that, it is a steal at twice the price. The amount of available free or food once you're in by the best chefs ever. I was in heaven last year when I got to go. Going around trying steak tartare. Yes, you can have more of that.
Yeah.
More, even more? Yes, you can have more. I was like, this, I mean, it'd be like $50 a plate if you were at any of the restaurants.
So, you were definitely hired.
Hey,
promotions team.
As someone who loves food and loves beer and loves experience, I would just say, give it a shot if you have never gone. It was definitely worth the money without any question. And you'd get to discover new places that you wouldn't have normally. It's a little bit more of a formal event. Like, people were dressed up nice. I felt nice being there. I wore my nice flannel shirt.
There
Everyone
you go.
Seemed to appreciate that.
Thank
a formal flannel.
We noticed, yes, we noticed that. That's right. A nice touch.
What are we doing special this year at Best Of for our brewery collab? Does anyone know? David knows.
I know. Sorry. No, so basically all three of the breweries are basically choosing one of their favorite chefs in San Diego and collaborating on a pairing with their beer as well as with that chef.
That's right.
So the Clayton will get together with, let's say, the chef of the Pearl or something like that, which is no longer there. But
like a current restaurant that is open. Coronado Brewing is collaborating with Brad, right?
Yep, they're with Brad Weiss.
So they're doing that. Who are you guys collabing with? Do you know?
That is to be determined. There's many an opportunity.
You're taking applications?
I will either be told who we're doing it with, or someone great can come out of the woodwork and we'll take suggestions.
I want you to tell people a little bit about this place that we're sitting too, because I'm a huge fan.
And how did you get this place?
I know. It's so cool. This wasn't even available as a place to like walk or publicly be, you know, a few years ago. So tell everyone about this spot. It's really worth coming down to if you haven't been down here.
Yeah, I recall years ago, before it was anything to do with even the beer world, you could ride your bike from Seaport Village all along the water, past Star of India, all the way out to Harbor Island, out to Shelter Island. But it dead stopped right after Point Loma Seafoods, which is the business that we're right next to. Mm-hmm. San Diego Institution, they've been here for 50 years or something like that, making great seafood right here on the water. And it just dead ended in like a fence. This used to be a shipyard.
In the commercial boat. Like the,
totally. Yeah. They had lifts. And it was all boxed off, and it was just out of it went from real happy to real sad real quick. And then it kind of sat empty for a while, and the people who ended up, who are our landlords, somehow got a deal with the port to develop the area into some offices. And then this, I think, was supposed to be either a boat sales building.
Oh, like a yacht broker.
Like a yacht broker.
It kind of has that shape of like a hangar where you
can put up boats. It's
a coastal
oceanically
service.
Themed.
There you go.
And for whatever reason, we had been looking for places all over town, and I call it, you know, hard work, lucky. A few things had fallen through, and we were the person through the door when something had fallen through for here, and they were like, "We're thinking about a brewery." Fantastic.
So cool.
So, and then, you know, it was months later by the time we ever got things rolling, because these things take time, and it was able to come together. And sure enough, when we were standing here where it was still not a business and it hadn't opened, I was like, I can't see a real good reason why anyone would not want to drink beer in San Diego on the waterfront, overlooking America's Cup Harbor.
Very good.
Staring at downtown. And be it, had it been us or someone else or a hot dog vendor who sold Coca-Cola's, I think you could have been successful.
Yes, no, you're right. That's a good point. This could have gone to sort of a nondescript commercial blah kind of vendor selling hot dogs and slushies. And it's just so cool that it's like a local company and a local brewery at that. You can walk all the way around the building. There's lots of fun things to watch. Yeah. Lots of boats coming in and out. It's really kind of neat.
And where's the nearest brewery from here? Because I can't think of anything.
It has to be Ketch? Ocean Beach. Our friends at Ketch are just over here on Seaport.
Shelter
Island Drive. The brewery isn't there, but that's like a restaurant on the water that features Ketch Brewing, which is in maybe Kearney Mesa.
Gotcha. I mean, there really wasn't anything here that you could. It was like a brewery kind of spot that you could drink on. Yeah,
it reminds me of our friends like at Petco, and you know, we all like going to the Padres games. We were talking about that, and how much more I enjoy buying multiple tickets, not just a ticket for myself, but one for my significant other, one for my son, because I know I can go get really good food down there now instead of just, you know, gravy hot cheese on bagged tortilla chips or whatever.
But come on, how good was the malt with the wooden spoon? You remember that? Does anybody remember that from the 1970s?
I wasn't born yet.
That was all they had, was this malt with a wooden spoon. It was this thin wooden spoon that would splinter off in your mouth and you'd bleed. It was awesome.
No, I anything remember before the Star soft Wars, serve I had no in idea the helmet. Yes, yes. All right. Well, we hope you guys all tried the beers. Let us know what you think of them. It's been a really fun collaboration for everyone involved. Epic, Coronado, Fall Brewing, and San Diego Magazine for the past year. If you can't tell, we're a little bit proud of ourselves for this collaboration. So we hope you all try it and let us know what you think. We do have a hot topic today. There's an LA ice cream vendor who is raging, apparently. That is in the notes here. I did not say it was rage. Someone
ice cream
said
rage?
He's raging. So he has, it's a soft serve place, and I guess it's probably trendy, I'm assuming. And it makes stops all over Los Angeles, but I guess these Instagram influencer types, are trying to get free ice cream, I guess, in exchange for a post to their people.
Instagram influencers are becoming the scourge of the nation. Yeah.
So he is upset, and now he's charging double whenever he sees a social media celebrity coming up to buy ice cream or ask for free ice cream. So if it was $4, then he charges $8. I think that's illegal, and I don't know how you could tell. Yeah,
you know what? What happened was this guy was getting hit up by every single Instagram influencer saying, like, hey, man, I'll tell you what. You give me a free ice cream, I'm going to do a post about your ice cream, you know? And he'd already been written up in Rolling Stone and CNN and everything else. And he's like, dude, it's $4. You know, I'm an ice cream guy. I got to sell ice cream. I don't, mm-hmm. you know, I you can't pay me an exposure. And as writers and people who work in media, right. we are very familiar with this concept.
Totally.
And media outlets throughout your career will tell you, you know what, the amount of exposure you're going to get by doing this content for us is going to be amazing. You're mm-hmm. like, every time I try to feed my 8-year-old a hot steaming bowl of exposure,
it doesn't
she looks
work.
Really sad.
Yeah. You know? Your landlord doesn't accept exposure.
It doesn't really at all. You know, so I mean, this guy basically said, if you try to ask me for a free ice cream because you're a social media influencer, you pay double. He has signs and everything, which ended up being the best Instagram and social media hit he ever could have had.
Influencer.
He became an influencer by thwarting influencers. It became very meta, and I appreciate this man very much.
Well, I also think he's still profiting off influencers. He has 18,000 fans. His soft serve can't be that good. And about 2 hours ago, he posted a pic with a cute influencer holding a frickin' cone. So while he may say he hates them, he is still profiting off their image and their likeness on his feed.
That's why he did it.
Maybe she had $8.
That's why he did it.
Yeah, maybe she paid.
I don't care.
I don't care. Our social media influencer.
Uh-huh. No, but it's a valid point. I mean, it goes both ways. I think it definitely goes both ways. Is this an article written in a publication we can link to? Or
yeah,
no?
It's got. Oh, it was in Time. It was.
Oh, okay. We'll link to it, and we're probably Newsweek. The last ones to know. We'll link to it in case you haven't seen it yet.
I mean, the thing about this is, I mean, you have some resorts over in like beachside burgs too, and like. I mean, there was one in, I think it was Tahiti, who got so tired of social media influencers asking him for free stays that he finally said, if you talk to me about it, you're not staying at my place. Like, I am just not renting out to you whatsoever. You know, we need to stop asking for so much free stuff. If you develop your Instagram so far that somebody's inspired to offer you something in exchange, that's great. But walking up to hardworking business people and saying, you know what, I've got 30,000 fans, you should give me free stuff or I'm walking away. It's basically that kind of self-entitled Americanism that we've tried to shun forever. Those kinds of people should have their accounts deleted.
Spoken like a true old man. Just kidding. I'm with you on the Generation X.
Hey, I work so hard on social media, and I love social media, and it's helped me out a lot. But, you know, still, I don't go walk into a business and go like, hey, have you seen my stuff? You know what? I'd really like some free stuff.
Right.
Yeah.
And don't you think it just shows already that David's telling Troy to stop tapping the table? giving you a little behind the scenes touch there. It also shows that whatever the Instagram thing was for a long time, it's jumped the shark. It's done now. We have to come up with a new thing.
Yeah, I mean, influencers don't even call themselves influencers. They're content creators. Mm-hmm. They're content strategists. They're
storytellers. For our jobs mainly.
Yeah, watch out.
I get paranoid about that every like 2.5 days. So yeah,
you shouldn't. Okay, we will link to that. And again, I'll give you our phone number one more time in case you have an opinion: 619-744-0535. Okay, we're just about done. Clayton, hang around with us, and will you and tell us where you go to eat and drink on your own time and your own dime? We call our. I should tell you. Really quick, my sponsor marketing blurb is left blank in today's run sheet, but the Best of San Diego party is coming up and you should all get your tickets. sdmag.com/bestofSD. You can figure out how to get tickets there. I think all the early bird ones are sold out, but you can still get a regular ticket. It is a very fun party. You can try the collaboration beers. We know what we're doing with that one. That's a big one.
Lest I be seen as a total company man, and Clayton was already a company man for us, and we hired him about 2 minutes ago. We just slid him a contract underneath the table. But at San Diego Magazine Best Of Party, even before I worked for San Diego Magazine, was a party that I paid attention to and went and really wanted to go, even though I worked for a competitor at the time, and I couldn't. But it was really well done. It's only gotten bigger and better. So I would say definitely go, because it does sell out every year, right?
Yes, absolutely. Okay, it's called Small Bites. You guys, $2 people, $50 to spend. This is our own time and our own dime. Where we've been going, I will kick us off really quickly by saying that Jenner and I, just by the skin of our teeth, made it to the 9:10 happy hour not that long ago, and it was awesome. $5 wines, a great burger. We split a burger. We got we each got a glass of wine, and then we got the little order of those what are those peppers that you like fry and put salt on, and like every 10th one is hot?
Shishito?
Yeah, so we had little shishito peppers, a burger. It was just lovely. Felt very local. I mean, it's summertime now, so it might start to get crowded, but it was just a great little happy hour. It's in La Jolla.
Yeah, 9:10. Jason Nibb is one of the best chefs in San Diego. It's right there on Prospect. You're right by the seals. You're right by, you know, the people watching.
You're not going to see the sunset. It's not real. It's not like an amazing view, but it's just a lovely, classy, nice little spot to go get a burger, and they put the burger on the pretzel bun.
You can go buy a dolphin painting made of oil for about $25,000.
For sure.
Yep. It's a really great spot.
How about you, Troy? Where have you been lately?
I want to go back to some of the places that I couldn't actually include in my veggie burger hunt for the best veggie burger, because they serve Impossible Burgers. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to keep this to people that were making house-made burgers themselves out of quinoa and, you know, like, and just hippie spirit and mojo. Okay. You know, but the ones that were making the Impossibles, Eve in Encinitas, it's right on Pacific Coast Highway. It's just like a really just kind of a charming cafe right there, right across, right by Death by Tequila.
Okay.
They do the Impossible Burger, and almost every single Impossible Burger I had there, we had three, were fantastic. Yeah, get their Mystical Burger, really, really good. So if you're looking for a vegetarian, or just, look, I love a good burger, but if you're having that off day where you're like, you know what, I don't need to eat that much meat today, Eve in Encinitas is your spot, and they've got coffee and stuff like that.
Perfect. How about you, Clayton?
Depends if I'm trying to drink my own beer or just going out
just for... Just two people, $50 to spend. We kind of don't include alcohol in it, more just like a spot that you go. But, I mean, you're a brewer. I guess talk about beer, whatever. Maybe that's what you eat for dinner is beer.
That wasn't even a dubbed-in sound.
That's an alarm. But, yeah, I got to be careful what I could say. But I tell you what, I've been living in Golden Hills since I moved to San Diego in 2001, originally an East Coast guy, and I fully adopted my life here. I love that my child was born here. Living in Golden Hill, one of the great opportunities we have is our access to Balboa Park. Right up at the golf course is just a little kind of dive place called Toby's Cafe.
Toby's Cafe.
Toby's Cafe. And,
that's
a good pick.
They have a broad menu, and sometimes I'm like, man, this is almost too much. It reminds me of like a Greek diner on the East Coast back when I was growing up. But anything from a simple burger, French dip sandwich, it is very affordable, and so your expectations should be in that ballpark.
Yes.
You can get a pitcher of beer, and they have a selection of beers. A lot of it's San Diego craft beer, but the money is spent to sit outside, looking down the 19th fairway over downtown, and I think two of us can eat there for $50, no problem, with beer.
Hey,
and a greasy cheeseburger off the flat top, and the best view in San Diego that's up in town is Toby's Cafe. Go get them.
To clarify, the golf course does not have a 19th hole, like you're saying. It does not have a 19th fairway. No. That is the 19th
that
hole.
That is the 19th.
It does have 18, but Toby's is a legend.
Great.
It's kind of like the Turf Club.
Oh,
you know,
it's
like, you know, those old spot like Vincent's, and it's one of San Diego's institutions. A lot of the musicians that I knew that lived in Golden Hill for a long time, that was their hangout, even though golf and musicians don't necessarily go together, but they would all go there.
And it is a cool view being that far back, but still looking through downtown. It's cool.
I haven't played around the golf since maybe 2004 or 5 when the last friend of mine had a bachelor party.
Are you terrible like me?
You have to be able to play to say you're terrible. Do you know what I mean? Like I'm on the worst end of that. But I go for the view. There's even a parking lot.
Absolutely.
You know.
Wayne Jett, Tell us.
Yes, a neighborhood I rarely discuss, never go into or talk about.
South Park.
Weird. The Rose. So they put on the Natural Wine Festival every year, and I went this year, and you can drink your weight in natural wine, and you don't get hungover because it's natural and it's healthy and it's good for you, and there's no sulfates.
Is that true?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Did not consult
I think I drank a lot of natural wine, and I think I get plenty
hungover. No, Troy's wrong. Okay. I drank a lot of it, and I rallied and went to dinner later that night.
Although I do agree with you, though, that when it is natural, it doesn't have added sulfites and added like sugar to the fermentation process like cheap wine does. Mm-hmm. I mean, the more natural you get, the less crap you're getting in there, and guaranteed, it is less of a hangover.
Okay. Yeah, it's like better for you if you need to consume alcohol. So we went to the Rose afterward, where I indulged in, because salad is lame and meat and bread is delicious. We had a salad pie. They make a salad pie where they literally put salad on top of pizza and then you can add meat on top of it. So I highly recommend getting your salad that way.
You're like this majestic little deer that eats lions. You know what I mean? Like, just this diminutive person who's like, give me a ribeye.
I'm a carnivore.
And then clean my grill.
I'm so impressed by her.
Okay, yes, guys, that's $2 people, $50. We're going to link to all of those spots at sandiegomagazine.com. Huge thanks to Epic Brewing and Clayton for joining us. You guys were excited about this collaboration. Let us know what you think. Also, go Padres, padres.com for tickets. And thanks for listening. We'll be back next week.
See you guys.
We're talking to your tuna story. Thank you so much.